I now have a degree of comfort with De Niro. There is an aspect of what he does that I don't understand. Sometimes he would go off into a corner, and I don't know if he's doing sense memory or what, but if there was a scene where he was really supposed to be losing control, he would gather himself and think about something. And I was very curious to ask him what he was thinking about, but I didn't, because I didn't want to throw him out of it. I didn't want to blow a take or two.
So is he more Stanislavski than in his approach? Where he's...
I truly don't know, and I don't know if he would tell me, because I think there's some element on which he is trying to keep the experience pure, especially, I think, on this film, which he had for so long, and which he was doing for a low budget. I don't know. I know he's up for talking about the details of what a character might have thought about, or, you know, what they might be doing, what might be going on. In terms of what he's using personally, I actually don't know. I know that his dad was a painter and that he's surrounded by his paintings in his life. So he grew up around an artist. And look, he grew up on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And you know, wherever he's gotten to now, there's still some connection with that childhood.